One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
What is it that goes through someone's mind when they are on a regular basis visited by the dead? Even kind of freaked out sometimes, kind of scared, yet still drawn back to that location. Almost a feeling of comfort, a feeling of belonging. A feeling of, this is right. Even though whatever is going on in that house may not necessarily be so right by, I guess, normal standards. In our next story, we hear about a mother who moves into a new home with her babies, stays there till their teens, and through those many a years, has many run-ins with spirits. Most of them neutral, couple, a little bit freaky. And then when the time comes to say goodbye, there's a lot of difficulty doing so. Almost like saying goodbye to old friends. Take a listen. In 1986, I was divorced with two small children under the age of four. We stayed with my sister for a year until I could afford our own apartment. Finally, I found the dream home. It was a pretty three-bedroom, green and white home. Nice, spacious, just right. I thought for us, this would be great, so I bought it. It was a trailer in Michigan. The children and I moved in at around the end of November of 1987. All seemed okay for a period. One weekend near the springtime of 1988, my children went to their dad's house for the weekend to visit. I was there by myself. I was awakened in the middle of the night with the water running full blast in the bathroom, which was the room next to mine. I got up, looked to see the water on, and when I went to turn it off, I noticed it was on as far as it could be. I could not figure out what made it do that. I thought nothing of the matter and just went back to bed. My sons came back home on Sunday. A few days later, my oldest son, Jimmy, comes into the bedroom in the middle of the night, telling me the water faucet was on and did I forget to turn it off? I told him I did not have it on and that I found it on the other night while they were gone, which I should not have said as it frightened my son. A week or so went by, all calmed down. My children were sleeping in their own rooms again when I heard my oldest son running down the hallway with his brother in tow. Mama, we're scared. Can we sleep in here? I asked him what the matter was. My oldest son, Jimmy, said, the water is on again, Mama. I went to turn it off. And I just turned it off and I watched it. He said after that happened, my sons would not sleep in their own rooms until they were much older. In the early summer of 1988, I went into my son Jimmy's room and he told me to stop. I would step on his friend. I looked around. I didn't see anyone. I said, where is your friend? He said, by the door. I stepped back, peered into the room, didn't see or feel anything. I told him, okay. I would not come in when his friend left and to let me know. From 88 until we moved in 1996, things that were unexplained kept happening night after night. One night, my son Jimmy was sitting in the kitchen behind me with a toy car. It had a wire on it and was a remote control. I took out the batteries and told him I must get more before he could use it again. And suddenly, the car started up right at my son's feet, went around and around in circles a few times, then settled down and was dead again. My son and I just looked in amazement, but we were not frightened. My mom and her sister came over to watch a movie with us. This was in the early 90s. We were in the living room and suddenly the can opener came on. It sounded as if a can was being opened, only there was no one near it, and we all turned around to see what was happening. My aunt asked if this happens often, and I told her, no, it was a first, but other things had happened since the children and I were there. No one seemed frightened. We just continued watching the movie. In the late summer of 93, my mother passed away. I couldn't sleep for days after she died. I was lying in my bed wishing I could sleep. I then smelled lilacs, like the perfume she used to buy from Avon for years when I was a child. I said, Mom, I love you, and I miss you. Thanks for coming. After that, I slept for hours. After my mom died, things in the trailer seemed to act up more often. People would walk halfway down the hallway and the lights would come on when we got close to my bedroom. They'd go off. Some people never came back to my house after that. Sometimes I would nearly be to my bedroom and the hall lights go off and the bedroom lights would come on and I'd say, okay, Mom, you frightened me. Stop that. The lights would go back off and I felt fine. Early in the fall of 93, I could hear voices in the hallway. My children were in school. I was the only one there in my bedroom. I stepped out into the hallway expecting to see someone there and yet saw no one. The water faucet came on full blast, went into the bathroom and yelled, okay, stop this right now. I'm tired of this damn water coming on all the time. Stop it. The water went off and it never did come on again. In July of 1992, this guy, Carmelo, came to live with my children and me. One day he came to where I worked and asked me, why didn't you tell me your place is haunted? I said, what are you talking about? And he told me this. I was getting ready to take a shower, turned off the stereo and TV, was walking down the hallway to the bathroom, and I heard the stereo on, so I went back to see why it was on. When I got to the living room, the knob that said off was off, but the stereo was on. He left the room when I took a shower, and on his way back to the bathroom, he heard the TV on. When he got to the living room, the knob was off, and the TV was on with a picture of a movie. He said he got frightened and left the house to come tell me at work. I just laughed and told him that happens to other stuff too. In June of 96, my children and I were packing up to leave. We were relocating elsewhere. I was coming up the hallway and my son Jimmy, who was in the kitchen, said, stop, Mom. I did and asked why he said it to me. As I came into the kitchen to get ready to eat breakfast, I saw a little old lady from the waist up floating across the living room and going down the hallway towards you, and I didn't want you to walk over her. I didn't feel anything, and my son said she just floated right through me. I asked him if he knew who it was, and he said, I don't know who it actually was, but I know Grandma kind of looked like her. We were sad that she's not here anymore. We had cats, and when I'm at home alone with them, they'll roar up at the end of the hallway, slap at something I could not see, their hair on end, their eyes big black saucers. This would last about a minute, and then the cats would come down the hallway as if nothing had happened. I'd often find my cats all cowarded behind chairs in the morning when I got up and never could figure out what was frightening them. The final goodbye, the next morning, my children and I would be moved out of that trailer and on our way to our new home far away. That night I washed up, went to stand in front of my door-length mirror, the closet. I stood there looking around, thinking how much I loved living here, with whatever was here living with us. What it was, I had no idea. Yet I was only frightened a few times, and whatever was in our trailer didn't ever hurt us at all. I kind of hated to leave the trailer, and I knew whatever it was here would not travel with us. it would stay behind, perhaps bothering the next people who lived here. I was thinking of all this running through my mind and looking into my mirror. I thought I saw something from the corner of my eye. I looked to the right of me, out of the bedroom door, which I could see easily the hallway. I couldn't see anything, but felt there was something out there looking at me. I looked back in the mirror, looked down, and when I looked back into the mirror over my left shoulder, the reflection I could see was my mom's face, as if she were standing over my shoulder behind me, looking into the mirror. I just kept looking. It seemed like a long time. I wanted to be held by her. She looked sad in the mirror, and I smiled. She's looked the same. I turned around, and there was not anyone there behind me. I looked around the room. No one could be seen by the naked eye. I looked back into the mirror, and she was gone forever. When we left the next day in June of 96, I went back for years by that trailer and always wondered if whatever was there when my children and I lived there was still looking around doing the same thing. My son Jimmy went by last year where we lived in that trailer court. It's still there, and the trailer court and the trailer we lived in is no longer there, however. And still, I think of that haunted trailer with the memories etched into my mind where I raised my babies until teens and all that went on in there. And yet, we were never hurt, surprised, and sometimes scared, but never hurt.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.